Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. Today.
Yeah, we're off and running somewhere. We're going to have an interesting guest in 1 hour, which became the subject of a lot of national stories. It's the man who owns the Kitson store, described as a boutique chain. And he has a sign now on the window. Due to safety of our staff and assets of store, we do not allow the wearing of face masks.
There you go.
Sort of reversing the trend of making people mask up indoors. He's going to be on the show in 1 hour to explain, because the El Segundo Times had to tear into him, basically saying this possibly is just a publicity stunt. There's no real reason to do this.
So why are you giving him more publicity then?
Oh, because I like what he says.
No, no, not you. The LA Times.
Oh.
What are they bitching about? They gave him a big story today.
They did, but it's their way of trying to counter, I guess, the other stories by saying, we're going to get to the bottom of this. It's a publicity stunt. Masks are very important.
This is what they're upset about, that in one store, you're not allowed to wear a mask.
Well, I guess it's a chain.
This is what makes them crazy.
Here's what I think. The story's been out a few days. I think they ignored it until they saw that it was getting a groundswell of attention.
Oh, what?
So somebody on the assignment staff said, let's try to counter that with what's really going on here behind this owner.
These little Times weasels, they're offended that someone is standing up to the petty tyrants in our government.
Yeah.
Oh, how dare he? How dare he? You can't wear a mask in the store?
Is it really that unsafe where these Kitson stores are? Dig in this story. Give us the crime rates. This seems to be nothing but an attempt to turn back against the mask mandates.
Their lies and propaganda kick in every time somebody points out the crazy crime in L.A., and then they start quoting bogus statistics, and they refuse to accept that a lot of the crimes aren't reported anymore because nothing is done.
Right.
So that's the truth, but they can't quantify it with their stupid stats, so they pretend it doesn't exist. No, it exists. The crime happens. People don't report it. It's still crime. Just because it doesn't appear on your spreadsheet doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And that's what they haven't figured out how to get around. So they just quote their statistics louder and louder and louder, and people aren't buying that anymore. And you shouldn't.
I've been to this Kitson store. It's pretty. It's like it's in Beverly Hills, but it's like right on the little L.A. border there.
What's in it?
Robertson Boulevard.
They have some clothes, and they have just...
Yeah, they call it boutique because it's kind of unique novelty items. They have clothes. She's right, a whole T-shirt section. It's like two levels. You can. I call them knickknacks, sort of
knick-knacks,
fun souvenir
yes.
collectibles and little weird statements you can make with all sorts of little toys. And yeah, it's you should go in sometime, John.
I don't go to
and
stores.
Then go to the vegan bakery next door.
That's right. We did learn that yesterday. That's important.
It reminds me of a Spencer's.
It does, except I
higher end.
I think it's more fashionable, right? Yeah. Right, than a Spencer's. Apparently, it was really hot 20 years ago with all the celebrities wanted to go there when they first. Oh, and they got five of these, five Kitsons. So they used to have one in Santa Monica, but I think they closed it. That's one I'd went to a couple of times. Anyway, we'll be talking to the owner. Coming up after the news in an hour, Fraser Ross is his name. And we'll get the real stuff on this reason for making you go in the store without a mask. I'm looking at a story, and it's the new life expectancy numbers in the United States 2020. So it does pick up, you know, the horrible beginnings of the pandemic. And it's by state, John Cobalt. Do you have a guess which state, according to this new chart, has the lowest life expectancy number in all 50?
Wisconsin.
No, why'd you pick Wisconsin? I thought you'd pick the state you always pick. You've disappointed me.
What? Mississippi?
Correct. Ding. He thought it over and realized, wait a minute, yeah, Mississippi.
No, I've heard Wisconsin people get sicker there because all the cheese they eat and they have a lot of heart attacks and die.
Oh, you know, 71.9, Mississippi was 50th. Let me see Wisconsin, if I can find it on the
71.9 chart. Is pretty low.
It is. Number one in the nation was Hawaii, with a life expectancy, I think, at 80.1. California, number four. Not bad.
For life expectancy?
And I mean, New York got hit hard because of all the deaths early in the pandemic.
Yeah, life expectancy, I always thought, is a funny statistic.
Well, it is.
Because, you know, if you make it to 70, odds are you're going to make it to 84. See,
that's
right. It includes all the stuff that, you know, kills little kids or...
It's everything.
It's everything. Right. But your lifespan actually can go easily into the 80s if you avoid, you know, an accident or cancer or heart attack. Those things, if you manage to dodge, and your body can last a long time.
Right.
So yeah. Smoking is what, like, derailed life expectancy in America. Because you ended up with so many weird cancers, not just lung cancer, but all the other organs.
Yeah. Well, apparently the blue states do really well, I'm afraid. The coastal blue states.
Yeah, they smoke less.
The country. What's that?
They smoke less.
I guess that is a factor in it, isn't it? Don't you think there's more healthy eating?
Oh, well, yeah, they also...
You just use Wisconsin as being the reason for the cheese.
Oh, no. They in the South, they eat a lot of fried foods. And that definitely will cause heart attacks and strokes. Yeah. So it's the lifestyles. They just don't worry about stuff in the South. They do what they do. They die early. They don't care. All the weenies, you know, in the Northeast and in California, they're always trying to be healthy. But life's not fun. You know, they're always scolding you while you're eating.
Well, there was always something else in the story, but I can't reload it here. It disappeared from the Daily Mail website. Isn't that odd?
Daily Mail is such an obnoxious...
It was on the front page just at 2 o'clock when we began the show, and now it's gone, and I can't find it anywhere.
Oh, they took it away?
Maybe I guess so. It just blanked out. It must have moved it somewhere that I can't find it.
Probably wasn't doing well. Wasn't getting the clicks.
Do they really analyze it that quickly?
Oh, yeah. Automatically, too. Yeah, the Post is like that, too. They're constantly... You go on the Post website and
how many people do you think they're viewing their website any given 5 minutes? Millions? Not really.
No, thousands, but...
It sounds like an overreaction.
It's a computer. The computer moves around.
Oh, I see. It's like an algorithm that figures out... You know.
Or it's a guy looking at the standings, and if something's failing, it's like, okay, you're out of there.
It's funny you said that, because there are some mornings I'm looking at a website, and I see the top story, and I go, I come back 10 minutes later, it's gone already.
Right. Because
you're right, I guess that's exactly what happens.
If everybody goes,
another story might stay up there for hours.
Now it's still,
I guess it's getting a lot of.
It's still on the site, but then you have to type in a keyword search to find it.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow.
Or you have to scroll a million miles down.
It disappeared, and I mean, obviously, this takes into account, and that's why New York State didn't do so well. Remember, they really had a lot of deaths at the beginning of COVID in 2020. This only goes through like 2020 numbers, and that really dragged down their ranking, although the Northeast and the West were the highest
but
life expectancy numbers.
But like I said, if you avoided COVID, even in New York, your lifespan will be the same projection as it was before COVID. Life expectancy as a whole might be down because so many people died of COVID, but that doesn't mean you've lost 2 years or 5 years off your life because you didn't get COVID and you're probably not going to.
And what happened was I clicked the state I thought was Wisconsin, and then the whole thing kind of blipped, and I lost the I lost the page because you weren't, you guessed Wisconsin, which shocked me. I didn't think you would that you'd go right away from Mississippi.
Well, I normally
a lot of tobacco and lack of health care.
Some story I read not too long ago stuck in my head that Wisconsin was number one in some kind of health problem, and it was because of all the dairy
cheese.
Because of all the dairy they ate. Yeah.
They Deborah Markey's kind of giving you a boost because you're anti-dairy, right?
Yes, I am. I can't believe that.
Yeah, because usually he thinks, oh, I found it. Okay, it got reduced into a smaller little story on the left side of the column. But it looks like Wisconsin was kind of in the middle, maybe 76 would be the life expectancy, 77, something like that, because Mississippi was down there at 71, which was the worst.
No.
But then they ranked the states. Yeah, number two is Oregon, where California was fourth. But when you look at the South, and they actually have Mississippi at 51. What did they rank Puerto Rico? Is that why it's 51?
Or Washington, D.C., maybe.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Washington, D.C. is on here. So, and right next door, what is it, Alabama, 48?
Yeah. No, it's all the same. I mean, it's
and
all
right
the
above, 46. Or next door, 45, 49.
It's Louisiana's all the same people. 49. Yeah, it's the same people. It's the same thing. They smoke a lot. They eat a lot of fried foods, and they don't give a crap. Probably drink.
All right.
Excessively.
When we come back, if only. This is the category, if only we could have more computer crashes. We'll explain. Come
on. John and Ken Show, KFI. Wisconsin is number one in the country for excessive drinking.
Oh. Well, that would cut down life expectancy, too.
Every county in Wisconsin has a high percentage of excessive drinkers.
Weren't there one of the opioid states, too?
And one of the theories is because 43% of the state's population claims German roots. And
Beer Fest, Oktoberfest.
Yeah, Germans invented hopped beer. Mm. So that's...
Even after all these generations, that never leaves you.
Huh? No. They're still drinking lots of beer, and then they've added all that cheese, and...
Yeah, okay. But they're not, they didn't do that badly in this
No, I looked up the
tabulation from 2020 of life expectancy by state.
The obesity list? More than a third of the people in the South are obese.
Yeah, that'll cut down.
Almost every southern state.
Yeah, and a lot of them say the hell with the doctor and health care.
Right, yeah. So
I'm fine.
I mean, they'll save us money in the long run.
Let me go out on the porch and smoke a cigarette.
They'll check out early. See, I don't think it's such a big deal. That'll cost us less in Social Security, less in Medicare.
There you go. All right. Well, you know, this is the category we call the John and Ken Show, if only. If only this happened a lot more often. The computer system at L.A. County's largest jail crashed over the weekend. And wait for it. It caused an unknown number of people to be kept behind bars for days longer than they should have been. Oh, this is an outrage.
What a tragedy.
What a tragedy.
What, I mean...
Do you think it was on purpose? I mean, if you hate the no bail, you might want to rig it so there's an opposite effect.
We need somebody to hack into that system.
Every now and then, let's find somebody who can hack in there and shut down the sheriff's departments. It's their jail information management system. It went offline at the Men's Central Jail in downtown L.A. sometime on Saturday. So they had to process inmates for release by hand. And, as we like to say, especially during the pandemic, they erred on the side of caution. In other words, if they weren't sure, they weren't going to release anybody. So they wouldn't want to make, they wanted to make sure they didn't release anybody early rather than too late. On average, there's about 4,500 people And by the way, this is the jail they want to close down. The LA County Board of Supervisors wants to end this jail. Everything will be diversion program.
Okay. That's going to be a disaster.
Be very safe. That's right. I mean, that's essentially the ultimate no bail. Because there is no jail. You're on your own recognizance. We're sure you'll behave.
More people just decided to pack up and move. You can't have a civilized society with that.
They did not give an estimate as to how many people who should have been released were kept locked up because of the jails, the computer system.
None of them are serving the sentence they ought to be serving anyway. Who cares?
I'm surprised anybody's in that jail.
Yeah, but everybody gets light sentences, or they get let out early. So you got an extra weekend. So what?
Well, now they're going to sue. According to the story, they've got defense attorneys who are ready to sue over this.
For what? For lost wages?
Well, detainment. What? Illegal detainment.
Illegal detainment. Really
it is.
It's not.
Well, technically it is.
If
the right to be released and you hold them for 3 more days.
Yeah, but if the computer.
You probably have to compensate them.
No, you don't. Just say no.
Well.
Just say no. You don't get any money. Too bad.
Oh, no. There'll be a lawsuit, and we have the Board of Supervisors that'll give them money rather than let it go to trial.
You know, if I'm a judge, I'm saying, wow, that's really bad luck, isn't it? Too bad. What'd they miss? A wedding? Missed a funeral? Where were they going? They have a job interview? If they had
they
a job interview.
Everything they would have done.
Yeah. All right. If they have a job interview, then, yeah, I'll give them some compensation for that. Because I'm sure they all had jobs lined up, right? They all had probably a whole day's worth of interviews first day out of jail. Get out of here.
Alexandra Kazarian had a client in custody for assault who had been ordered released Friday but was still in jail as of Monday night. There is absolutely no legal authority for them to hold my client. This is an over-detention. Oh, there's the term, John. Over-detention. And a violation of my client's constitutional rights. To make matters worse, the confusion caused by the system failure led a judge to issue a bench warrant for her client's arrest because he missed a Monday court hearing. He was going to be released for a court hearing. Well, yeah, that's often what happens though. Once the charges are filed.
They don't have a chance
for bond or something.
I realize it's a stupid question because it's the bonehead government people. They don't have a backup computer. They don't have a backup system that has the information accessible.
I mean, you've heard of the experiences we've had with like the state computer systems. You think the county's any better with
if my computer goes down here, there's 52 other computers I can access.
Oh no, the whole system went down. It's as if the whole iHeart system froze and just, and that's happened a couple of times. I remember.
Oh, every show, commercials freeze up. Every time we call for some audio.
A bail agent who spoke to the Times on the condition of anonymity said he had at least a dozen clients who should have been released on bond Friday, but they were still in custody as of last night.
Wah.
Adriana Mercado and her brother Daniel, who said her brother Daniel was arrested last week on suspicion of identity theft. Although sought to have him released on bond, jail records show he was ordered released on his own recognizance, but Friday rolled over into Saturday and she still hadn't heard from him.
His own recognizance.
Right. So she drives to the jail on Saturday afternoon. First thing they tell her is, oh, no, your brother's been released. Hours later, a different deputy working the jail told her he was in the inmate reception center. The inmate reception center.
The reception
like
center?
Like a hotel, yeah. Where people are processed to be housed in jail, released, or taken to and from court appearances. Her brother is a manager at a Ralph's grocery branch. He could lose his job if he misses work.
What did he do wrong? Well, what's his crime?
Well, they're saying identity theft is what.
Okay, well, suspicion. Too bad. I don't care if he's losing his job. Whose identity did he steal?
It doesn't say.
Right? Oh, of course. So, I mean, he must have screwed up somebody else's life.
Yeah.
Ralph's managers get paid.
Yeah, Kazarian said every single day they're over-detained, they're owed money. I 100% expect there to be a representative of the county going through the jail saying, oh, my God, I'm sorry, you've been here, I will write you a check.
I'm sorry?
I don't think that's going to happen.
No. No. How about too bad? Tough luck. Next time, don't commit a crime.
And we're just trying to balance this out with all the people that were released without any bail. Way too early. Like,
they should be apologizing.
Usually you hear about an error that releases people early.
Yeah. Well, they should be apologizing. They committed the crimes. They didn't just magically end up in jail. They had to go out of their way to break the law.
A story I saw related to this is apparently, I don't know if you've ever been on the freeway and you've seen those sheriff buses go by. I used to always see them on the five.
Oh, that's
freeway.
Cool. Yeah, I like to look at the prisoners.
They're apparently down like 30-40% of the buses. So there's a shortage of buses, which means they don't have, because often they're being transported for those court appearances that I just mentioned. And apparently this is resulting in delays in getting them to court for their hearings.
So
they're taken from the jail to like the courthouse. That's what those buses often are doing.
Right. So they're short of drivers or buses?
I think it was buses are broken, is what I read.
Nobody fixes them?
A bunch of buses are just out of commission. Yeah, I didn't get the exact reasons for it, but apparently they're behind on fixing them. I don't know. No. Yeah, because they've been short of bus drivers, but I think this story was
nobody about. Does their job anymore. Really, nobody does. I go through every day and I take note of how many times somebody does not do their job.
Is that right? What's today's list?
I don't want to get into it. One of my family members ran into all sorts of bureaucratic issues because people didn't do their jobs, especially office people. Office people really don't do their jobs. There's no consequences for being an office drone and you don't do the paperwork properly.
You know, people are really enjoying this life of working from home. There was a guy next to me at breakfast at a table. And he was with several other people. They're all gabbing, but playing on his phone was some sort of a company meeting that he had on mute. I'm here. Right? He signed in. He's got it playing. You can hear some guy, you know, all right, next, we have to address this. Oregon, where the California was fourth. But when you look at the South, and they actually have Mississippi at 51. What did they rank Puerto Rico? Is that why it's 51?
Or Washington, D.C., maybe.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Washington, D.C. is on here. So, and right next door, what is it, Alabama, 48?
Yeah. No, it's all the same. I mean, it's
and
all
right
the,
above 46, or next door 45, 49.
It's all Louisiana the same people. It's the same people. It's the same thing. They smoke a lot. They eat a lot of fried foods, and they don't give a crap. Probably drink.
All right.
Excessively.
When we come back, if only. This is the category, if only we could have more computer crashes. We'll explain. Come
John,
on.
John and Ken Show, KFI. Wisconsin is number one in the country for excessive drinking.
Oh. Well, that would cut down life expectancy, too.
Every county in Wisconsin has a high percentage of excessive drinkers.
Weren't they one of the opioid states, too?
And one of the theories is because 43% of the state's population claims German roots. And
Beerfest, Oktoberfest.
Yeah, Germans invented hopped beer. Mm. So that's...
Even after all these generations, that never leaves you. Though.
No. They're still drinking lots of beer, and then they've added all that cheese. And
yeah, okay. But they're not. They didn't do that badly in this.
No, I looked up the
tabulation from 2020 of life expectancy by state.
The obesity list. More than a third of the people in the South are obese.
Yeah, that'll cut down.
Almost every southern state.
Yeah, and a lot of them say the hell with the doctor and health care.
Right. Yeah. So
I'm fine.
Mean, they'll save us money in the long run.
Let me go out on the porch and smoke a cigarette.
They'll check out early. See, I don't think it's such a big deal. That'll cost us less in Social Security, less in Medicare.
There you go. All right. Well, you know, this is the category we call the John and Ken Show, if only. If only this happened a lot more often. The computer system at L.A. County's largest jail crashed over the weekend. And wait for it. It caused an unknown number of people to be kept behind bars for days longer than they should have been. Oh, this is an outrage.
What a tragedy.
What a tragedy.
I mean,
do you think it was on purpose? I mean, if you hate the no bail, you might want to rig it so there's an opposite effect.
We need somebody to hack into that system.
Every now and then, let's find somebody who can hack in there and shut down the sheriff's departments. It's their jail information management system. It went offline at the Men's Central Jail in downtown LA sometime on Saturday. So they had to process inmates for release by hand. And as we like to say, especially during the pandemic, they erred on the side of caution. In other words, if they weren't sure, they weren't going to release anybody. So they wouldn't want to make, they wanted to make sure they didn't release anybody early rather than too late. On average, there's about 4,500 people. And by the way, this is the jail they want to close down. The LA County Board of Supervisors wants to end this jail. Everything will be diversion program.
Okay. That's going to be a disaster.
Very safe. That's right. I mean, that's essentially the ultimate no bail. Because there is no jail. You're on your own recognizance. We're sure you'll behave.
More people just decided to pack up and move.
You can't
have a civilized society with that.
They did not give an estimate as to how many people who should have been released were kept locked up because of the jail, the computer system.
None of them are serving the sentence they ought to be serving anyway. Who cares?
I'm surprised anybody's in that jail.
Yeah, but everybody gets light sentences, or they get let out early. So you got an extra weekend. So what?
Well, now they're going to sue. According to the story, they've got defense attorneys who are ready to sue over this.
For what? For lost wages?
Well, detainment. What? Illegal detainment.
Illegal detainment.
Really it is.
It's not.
Well, technically, it is. If
well, not if
has the right to be released and you hold them for 3 more days.
Yeah, but if the computer,
you probably have to compensate them.
No, you don't. Just say no.
Well,
just say no. You don't get any money. Too bad.
Oh no, there'll be a lawsuit, and we have the Board of Supervisors that'll give them money rather than let it go to trial.
You know, if I'm a judge, I'm saying, wow, that's really bad luck, isn't it? Too bad. What'd they miss? A wedding? Miss a funeral? Where were they going? They have a job interview? If they had a job interview.
Everything they would have done.
Yeah. All right. If they have a job interview, then yeah, I'll give them some compensation for that. Because I'm sure they all had jobs lined up, right? They all had probably a whole day's worth of interviews first day out of jail. Get out of here.
Alexandra Kazarian had a client in custody for assault who had been ordered released Friday but was still in jail as of Monday night. There is absolutely no legal authority for them to hold my client. This is an over-detention. Oh, there's the term, John. Over-detention. And a violation of my client's constitutional rights. To make matters worse, the confusion caused by the system failure led a judge to issue a bench warrant for her client's arrest because he missed a Monday court hearing. Oh, he was going to be released for a court hearing. Well, yeah, that's often what happens once the charges are filed.
They don't have a chance
for bond or something.
I realize it's a stupid question because it's the bonehead government people. They don't have a backup computer. They don't have a backup system that has, you know, the information accessible.
I mean, you've heard of the experiences we've had with like the state computer systems. You think the county's any better with
like if my computer goes down here, there's 52 other computers I can access.
Oh no, the whole system went down. It's as if the whole iHeart system froze and just. And that's happened a couple of times, I remember.
Oh, every show. Commercials freeze up. Every time we call for some audio.
A bail agent who spoke to the Times on the condition of anonymity said he had at least a dozen clients who should have been released on bond Friday, but they were still in custody as of last night.
Wah.
Adriana Mercado and her brother Daniel, who said her brother Daniel was arrested last week on suspicion of identity theft. Although...
She sought
to have him released on bond. Jail records show he was ordered released on his own recognizance, but Friday rolled over into Saturday, and she still hadn't heard from him.
His own recognizance.
Right. So she drives to the jail on Saturday afternoon. First thing they tell her is, oh, no, your brother's been released. Hours later, a different deputy working the jail told her he was in the inmate reception center. The inmate reception center.
The reception
like
center?
Like a hotel, yeah. Where people are processed to be housed in jail, released, or taken to and from court appearances. Her brother is a manager at a Ralph's grocery branch. He could lose his job if he misses work.
What did he do wrong? Well, what's his crime?
Well, they're saying identity theft is what.
Okay, well, suspicion. Too bad. I don't care if he's losing his job. Whose identity did he stole? Did he steal?
It doesn't say.
Right? Oh, of course. So, I mean, he must have screwed up somebody else's life.
Yeah.
Ralph's managers get paid.
Yeah, Kazarian said every single day they're over detained, they're owed money. I 100% expect there to be a representative of the county going through the jail saying, oh my God, I'm sorry, you've been here, I will write you a check.
I'm sorry?
I don't think that's going to happen.
No. How about too bad? Tough luck. Next time, don't commit a crime.
And we're just trying to balance this out with all the people that were released without any bail.
They should
way too early.
They should be apologizing.
Usually you hear about an error that releases people early.
Yeah. Well, they should be apologizing. They committed the crimes. They didn't just magically end up in jail. They had to go out of their way to break the law.
A story I saw related to this is apparently, I don't know if you've ever been on the freeway and you've seen those sheriff's buses go by. I used to always see them on the 5 freeway.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I like to look at the prisoners.
They're apparently down like 30-40% of the buses. So there's a shortage of buses, which means they don't have, because often they're being transported for those court appearances that I just mentioned, and apparently this is resulting in delays in getting them to court for their hearings.
So
they're taken from the jail to like the courthouse. That's what those buses often are doing.
Right. So they're short of drivers or buses?
I think it was buses are broken, is what I read.
Nobody fixes them?
A bunch of buses okay. are just out of commission. Yeah, I didn't get the exact reasons for it, but apparently. Okay. Well, they're behind on fixing them. I don't know. No. Yeah, because they've been short of bus drivers, but I think this story was
nobody about. Does their job anymore. Really, nobody yeah. does. I go through every day and I take note of how many times somebody does not do their job.
Is that right? What's yes. today's list?
I don't want to get into it. One of my family members ran into all sorts of bureaucratic issues because because people didn't do their jobs. Hmm. Especially office people. Office people really don't do their jobs. There's no consequences for being an office drone and you don't do the paperwork properly.
You know, people are really enjoying this life of working from home. There was a guy next to me at breakfast at a table, and he was with several other people. They're all gabbing, but playing on his phone was some sort of a company meeting that he had on mute. I'm here, right? He signed in. He's got it playing. You can hear some guy, you know, all right, next, we have to address this, that you are not to wear a mask in this store. And they say it's about crime. We'll ask him all these questions coming up after 3.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
All right, his company was in the news big time yesterday. Kitson, you might be aware of the little chain of stores. They made the news because there's a sign in the window of the Beverly Hills store that you cannot wear a mask in this store. And the reason they're citing is crime that the criminals like to cover up. And we know this from particularly like that 7-Eleven robbery string. That guy had everything covered up but his eyes.
Have you seen a single video where they didn't have the masks on? You know, the real
No, but
the
that's always been
group?
The case, hasn't it? Before COVID, robbers often wore something over there. I don't know, they always wore hoodies. That was common.
Yeah, but a lot of the shoplifters, like the low-grade, unorganized shoplifting crowd,
they're all wearing masks. Before COVID, they would even wear bandanas and stuff sometimes. But.
So I think everything ought to be banned at all times.
Yeah, and you think about that. A couple of times we saw criminal stories and we laughed because they wore a mask, but now you think about it, that could have been part of the reason they wore a mask was to help cover their identity.
Yeah.
And to make them blend in, because at the time, that was the requirement indoors.
I don't think a guy out shoplifting is worried about catching COVID. Okay. That's a different.
Well, it could slow him down, though. If he gets COVID and he's sidelined from his job of shoplifting.
Right, yeah.
These guys, you know, don't have health insurance. They don't have workers' comp.
Isn't there a union?
They have to take precautions, too.
There's not a shoplifters union?
That is considered their workplace.
So do they get workers' comp if they get
Who knows? In California, maybe, right?
Yeah,
there's
probably
a special clause.
They're a protected class.
For shoplifters and thieves who suffer illness on the job.
That's next. Okay, all right. Now, if you heard the legislature was passing a bill giving workers' comp and sick leave to shoplifters and burglars.
I would not be surprised.
Would you be completely shocked?
No. I can even see like the list of incidents that might happen that'll be covered.
It's their sole source.
And they start charging
income.
The stores the money, right?
Right,
for the
exactly.
workers' comp fund.
You got to pay a tax to pay for the health care of the shoplifters.
All right, so we'll be talking to him after the news at 3 o'clock with some questions about this. This video is making the rounds, and it's worth a few minutes to comment on. The Oakland A's are one of the worst teams in baseball. They are 33 games behind in the American League West standings. Only 45 wins, 78 losses. They're not going anywhere, and they've been known for years to have sparse crowds in that horrible... It's now called Ring Central Coliseum. It's a horrible place. That is one of the worst facilities I've ever been in my life, and I've been to several A's games, and then the Raiders used to play there.
Raiders, yeah. Oh, I'm going up there. I'm going up there to see a game next month, because the Mets are coming.
The Mets are coming where?
To Oakland.
That's very exciting.
I'm serious. I'm going to that stadium.
Well, the A's are in the news because even though the staff and the cameras at the stadium didn't catch this, obviously, people sitting in the stands, and there was only a few thousand at the game, took a video of what appears to be a man and a woman sitting at the top of one of the sections, looks like in the outfield. There's really nobody else sitting around them in all the rows. Not a good seat. It looks like she's pleasuring him right there in the groin.
Yeah, she's sitting in the row in front of him?
No, I think she's kneeling down in the aisle.
Oh, all right.
That's what I'm looking at, a blown up picture here. Bad
careful,
word, huh?
Careful. Yeah. Oh, all right.
I think she's kneeling down in the aisle.
I thought she was leaning over the edge of a chair, but either way.
Yeah.
And well, he was...
it's pretty clear that's what's going... He's kind of got his hands, I think, like on her shoulders or on her... No. So the Oakland Police Department has launched an investigation.
Well, but they're going to... Well, investigation is that?
They were so bored at an A's game. This is what they came up with. Hey, honey, could you do me a favor?
Get me going here.
Get me going.
Let's go A's.
I need some stimulation.
More excitement up there than on the field.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably most of the crowd was watching them rather than the game.
Yeah, than the game. Right. They did win. They beat the Mariners during this game.
Well,
but a fan in attendance tweeted this video that appeared to show the two fans sitting by themselves. Oh, it's the top left corner, if you want to know, of section 334.
Okay.
In the stadium.
Yeah, you don't want a seat in that row.
And they...
I don't think the crew cleans up there.
No vendors come up there?
No. That's not mustard on the seat.
The Oakland Police Department was not alerted to this incident until after the game. We've advised that A's staff and cameras did not capture video of this, but we have initiated an investigation.
An investigation? Have you seen all the homeless in Oakland? People walking around with no pants, dropping.
This will be considered lewd acts in public.
Lewd acts, sure. Have they seen what happens in the tents?
I wonder if the TV stations picked up, though. You know, sometimes they pan the crowd.
As soon as the team moves to Vegas, the homeless people are just going to move into the stadium, and that's going to happen every day.
Yeah, they're going to tear it down.
I've never been to that stadium. I did want to see it once.
Oh, is that right? This is a new gimmick? You know how they have Kiss Cam?
Yeah. Oh.
There's a little delay there.
That might pump up the crowds.
Yeah, exactly.
Get 3 minutes of that between innings.
Yeah. Everybody jumped on this story. TMZ, the Daily Mail. This is a good one. I'm sure this video has gone quite viral.
Yeah.
Although it was taken from a distance away. It's not like you can pick out every detail of what's going on.
That's what the A's are going to be known for.
But I'm trying to see, okay, now we have a better shot. There probably is one person on one side and one person on the other side, all the way down, about 20 rows down. So there's nobody around this couple. And one guy's looking towards the field. He's not looking up in the stands. So he probably had no idea what was going on. So far, they have not identified anybody in this video. If they are convicted, up to 6 months behind bars, they could be fined up to $1,000 for doing this. So, this was not.
I'm looking again. I realize. See, all the seats are popped up.
Yeah, because nobody's sitting.
Right. That's why I thought she was leaning over a seat back. But
oh, no, I see.
That's what
you now concur with me that she's like kneeling in the aisle.
I've enlarged the picture. Yeah, she's wearing a yellow top and pink pants.
For all we know, this is a new type of vendor.
Could it be her head's just resting on his chest, or no?
That's probably what their defense will be. I would imagine, and I'm not going to use the word, but you can enlarge the photo to see it.
I saw her making a ponytail, so I'll leave it at that.
You what?
When I saw the video originally, I could see from the zoom in that she was putting her hair in a ponytail.
Right.
So I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, that's, I get it. Okay. Yes. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to the man behind Kitson.
Deborah's offended.
I'm offended.
She's shaking her head.
I'm going to go talk to Robin right now.
Fraser Ross is owner of the boutique store chain Kitson, and he's made the news because they have a brand new sign. Due to the safety of our staff and assets of the store, we do not allow you to wear face masks inside. More coming up.
John and Ken, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866- 691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. Today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.